All right, so this is the live hypnosis session for Productive Psychonautics. I want you to take a moment for me, please. Gently find yourself a nice, comfortable position, one where you will not be bothered, and preferably where you can close your eyes. Now that you're in a nice spot for me, a comfortable area, I want you to relax. Gently relax for me as I help guide you down as we slowly go into trance. Feel your body laying there or sitting there for me. Feel every muscle as it relaxes for me. Yourself in this wonderfully relaxing position, allowing your body to go completely limp. Allowing yourself to just gently be guided by my words. It is so nice, so relaxing right now, as you do not need to worry about the world around you. Let everything around you melt away, as the only thing that matters right now is my voice. My voice and the words I speak to you. The outside world won't bother you. If there is a noise, you'll simply find it easy to push it away. If there's a rogue thought in your head, you simply let it fly by like a car passing on the roadway, allowing your body and mind to relax for me. Now, I want you to slowly feel your feet. At the base of your body, the most hardest work spot of you, dealing with all the troubles of keeping you upright for the day. Those tiny, intricate muscles constantly moving. Those ones that you never truly notice. And with that, I want you to squeeze your feet. Scrunch them up nice and tight for me. Feel all that pressure, all of that tension. Feel it as your muscles clench. And feel the wonderful feelings as you release those muscles. How relaxing it feels to let go. Let go of that pain and stress that was built up. And I want you to just clench them again for me. Holding it. Holding that tenseness, holding that stress, feeling it build up, well up, and just releasing. A wonderful, nice tingle emanates as you release, feeling so nice, so wonderful, feeling the relaxation as it emanates from your feet. And now, with your feet a bit more relaxed, we'll work up your legs. Feeling your legs, the strong muscles of your calves and the thighs. I want you to clench them for me. Clench them nice and tight. Feeling that stress well up from the day. Feeling that tension well up in your legs. Constantly moving. Working to keep your body in motion. But now, all they have to do is release. Release all that tension. Release all that stress. feeling as your legs relax and tingle just slightly. A wonderful tingling sensation of relaxation. Your body letting you know that it feels a little bit better now. A little bit better, and we'll tense them up once more. Tensing all the muscles in your leg, allowing yourself to feel the tightness, to feel them work, to do a simple, meaningless task. And then release, allowing all of those muscles to relax, letting go of all that stress, all that tension, and just continuing to relax for me. It feels so good, so nice, to just let go and relax. We'll bring our focus up to the hips now, to your buttocks and your groin. Feeling now as I guide you to tense them up. Tense them up like you have your other muscles, allowing them to well up like they did before. Feels so stressful, so hard to keep these all tense, which is why you just want to release. Release that stress, release that tension, as you do right now. As I help guide you to release it, as I help guide you to relax more and more. And just let yourself relax a little. Let yourself relax as your body tingles just a little, feeling that wonderful sensation. And we just tense our rear again, tense our waist up, feeling all that stress well up from our gut, feeling all that tension build up in one central area, and just releasing it away. Gently releasing it. That tension, that worry, not bothering you at all. Feels so good, so nice. Wonderful little tingle. As we focus on your gut now. Feeling your gut. Some say it's the energy center of your body, where you keep your energy storage that allows it to pass through the rest of your body. And I want you to just tense that up for me. Tense that area up as you build up that tension, knowing this is where you usually get those nervous spots, what we would call butterflies in your stomach. Feeling that tension be absorbed by your stomach muscles, and now just letting it all go, letting all that worry and stress go, floating off into the void, not needing to be with you, going somewhere else. Feels so good, so nice, so relaxing. And allowing yourself to tense up again, tensing those stomach muscles. Feeling the anxiety well up there in the muscles, feeling the tension well up in your muscles, and just releasing it away, sending it away as it dissipates into nothingness, leaving off a wonderful, relaxing tingle like the rest of your body. You can move up to the rest of your torso, your chest, and your back allowing yourself to tense your back up, to tense your chest up a little, if you can. Focusing on it, allowing yourself to tense it up a little bit more. Just holding it for me for a little longer, and releasing it all away, allowing it to just gently flow out of you. Feels so good, so nice. Releasing that tension away. Most of your body is relieved of it. Most of you is just relaxing now. And I bet you didn't notice on how that tingle is emanating through you as it courses through your arms and up your head. I highly doubt you'd need to use this practice again, as you're so relaxed right now, so stress-free, so carefree. The tingles spreading all across you, feeling so good, so relaxing, as you just exist. Nothing more than wonderful relaxation, allowing those thoughts to simply flow out of your mind in a similar fashion that the stress and tensions of your body flew out. Just allowing yourself to relax for me, allowing me to guide you, guiding you down as we slowly descend into trance, feeling your mind ebb away, because this is what you wanted. If you didn't want to lose yourself to hypnosis as we are now, if you didn't want yourself to slowly go into trance, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening to me. And this is your choice. But it feels so good right now, so nice, to be so empty, to allow yourself to gently wash away more and more, allowing me to take a little bit more control, allowing me to guide you down deeper and deeper into trance, and allowing yourself to open up to my words, what I say, what I tell you. You know that these strike a chord with you. Something that you want, something that you'll allow. Allowing your mind to sink deeper and deeper into trance. With each word I say in this session, allowing you to go a little bit deeper. With each syllable I say, pulling you deeper into trance. Such a wonderful feeling. Such a nice feeling. Now that you're deep in trance, feeling as your conscious mind melts away, allowing that subconscious mind to slowly take over, that mindset in the back of your head, the one that controls how you perceive things, how you visualize things, how the world around you works, and how you react to that world around you. You can feel it take over, and with that, the subconscious is a tool. It is a tool for me to use, and it is a tool for you to use. and you're going to help me use that tool. Because with it, we can edit your reality. We can edit and change it. But I'm going to use another tool as well. I am going to use this wonderful tool that I have brought with me. You see, I have this magical needle that I have carried with me for this session specifically. I want you to visualize this magical needle right in front of you. It's just your stereotypical sewing needle, though it has a little bit of a tingle to it. Maybe a little sparkle. And attached to it is a spool of thread. Soft, white-colored thread. This needle is quite an interesting thing, because if I were to poke you with it, it would painlessly, seamlessly, or maybe seemingly, start threading itself through you. It will give you a soft bit of pleasure as it moves through you. And you see, if I just simply poke you in the arm just like this, feeling as the needle gently pokes into you, you'll notice on that arm that it doesn't poke through the skin. No. Where it touches, fabric begins to spread. You notice as it goes in, it's not piercing skin, it's not piercing muscle, it's piercing soft felt fabric. And as it moves through, making a loop in itself, notice that that spreads just a little more, and I guide this needle down your arm. With each little piece of thread that I sew in, your arm slowly turns from skin to felt. Soft fuzz sprouts out from that fabric in a color of your choosing. It feels so nice, so wonderful. It's a little tingle of pleasure as I gently hand sew you, working down your arm and across your hand, sewing it into the shape that you want, that you feel is most comfortable for you, allowing me, as I pick up my pace a little bit faster, sewing your arm and your hand into a wonderful plush appendage. Soft and fluffy. And as I work back up your arm on the opposite side, you notice that the fabric encompasses it, encompassing your whole gently spreading up to your shoulder. Inside, you notice a different tingle in your arm. A soft tingle spreading, emanating from the very core. And this tingle is there because your muscle and your bone are gently forming, gently reforming, as they take on a cotton kind of consistency, slowly turning into soft cotton. And if I were to press down on your arm, it would give way just a little bit more than normal, though it would keep its major consistency. It would be a nice, soft fluff underneath. feeling as the needle goes across your torso in various different directions. The needle itself activating more magical properties as it splits into multiple parts, allowing itself to sew different seams on your body at the same time, covering your torso with that same soft felt, that same plush fur, filling you up with soft, gentle cotton. Feels so nice, so comfortable. A nice, soft, huggable form, allowing those needles to work their way through you, through your fabric. Feeling as they work down, down your torso, down your groin, and up to your upper legs, sewing each individual part of you, making you softer, more huggable, more cuddleable. Your body feeling a bit more lazy. Another needle works across your other arm, sewing that too as it makes it into that cute plush appendage similar to your first arm. Your legs forming into felt and stuffing. Your arms plumping out just a little. Your torso plumping out a little more. Maybe, just maybe, your belly starts to fill with a little extra stuffing. Maybe you allow it to plump out just a little, giving you something more soft and large to hang on to. Your legs gently forming as the needles know exactly what form you want to see in yourself, what kind of form your plush would be, what kind of form you are now. And as the needles finish up where they need to go, they simply dissipate, except for the main needle. The main needle which works its way up to your neck, feeling as it pushes up your neck, forming those extra ones that are needed to cover all of those sew lines, all of those wonderful sew lines that you need to hold those cute pieces of fabric together, working across your face, reforming it, rearranging it to that face that you know would be for your plush. If you're a pony, that muzzle will push out. If you think of yourself as a teddy bear, then that will change to that. It is your body and your little piece to play with. Allow it to move up your head, changing the shape of your ears, moving them if needed. You feel as your hair clumps together a bit. The needle pushing the fabric up, covering your head, and now covering your hair as it forms into a solid, plush set of hair. Let it recede or drape down into whatever form you want. Head slowly becoming cotton filled as it leaves your mind alone for now. You feel the needles shift around your body, maybe to your rear to add a tail, or possibly to your forehead to add a short horn. Once again, your form is your own, and the needle just guides you to be that cute little plush form that you know you are. as the needle works on your appendages, whatever extras you may want. Feel as the cotton encompasses your brain. Soft cotton, filling your body, plumping you out, snuggable cotton. You feel it invade your thoughts, allowing you to be a bit more enjoyable of cuddles, seeking out physical affection, whether it be through actions over the internet or simple hugging someone close to you, so long as it's safe, of course. And any action done to you will feel that much more pleasurable. If someone were to cuddle you, it would give you a sense of purpose, a sense of belonging, as if you were made to be snuggled, to be held. And you can find this pleasure, find it in other plushies as well, if you wish, if you know others that do this too. But it feels so much better when you do it with another person, feeling their warmth emanate you and warm you up. And this, once again, can be done not only physically, but actions. And these actions that you can feel are only good ones that you will allow. Hugs, cuddles, pets, and rubs, they all feel so amazing to you, and they all make you feel so normal, so natural to be this plush, as if this is what you were made for. Knowing that every little stitch inside of you was made with love and care. And now that we have made you into a cute little plush, I want to let you know that though this needle is magical and can change you, its effects are never permanent. Its effects will only last usually for about 2 hours. And after those 2 hours are up, your body will gently, seamlessly fade back into the form previously inhabited before you listened to me. Before we started here, that's what you will change back to in 2 hours. Your mind already setting up that mental timer to allow you to change back. But I'm going to put a little bit of a backdoor in there, my own little magical property. Allow me to put one in that makes it so that if you need to return back to your normal physical form, to your normal mindset for any reason, that you will allow this to happen. If you're called away to do real life things, your mind can easily accept that it is time to be done with your plush form. If you need to be serious, if any need to no longer be a plush arises, you will seamlessly go back to your normal form. But if you don't need to, then you'll stay here, stay in this plush form for 2 hours for me, allowing the plush mindset to take over, allowing the plush body to take over for 2 hours. Now that we have made this form for you, now that you know the rules of it, I want you to wake up. Wake up for me slowly as I guide you out of trance and solidify your form, your thoughts for 2 hours. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5 to gently wake you up. Gently waking up now, starting with 1, as I put the needle away. 2, your mind and thoughts gently bubbling to the surface. 3, solidifying the this cotton-filled form. 4. Feeling your body stretch as your mind wakes up. 5. Awake and alert.